Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
And here we are again, Risa.
Yes.
Good morning, Risa.
Monday morning, bright and early. Hello, baby boomers. How are you this fine Monday morning?
Baby boomers and everybody else. And, I just saw you again at another event. They sure have a lot of events, don't they? But
They do. And we don't go to even a tenth of them, and it seems my friends think I don't do anything but go to parties. They really do, or some type of event. I did have two events over the weekend. The one we were together was a baseball event. Did you play baseball? I mean football. Did you? You didn't play football, did you? Did I lose you, Jim?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Did you play football?
You know what? I was going to play, but then again, I'd have to run over and grab the camera. Then I'd have to go play. You remember the paintball scenario?
Right.
Well, I wanted to play, but then again, I wanted to get everybody shooting all the paintballs. And it turns out I was kind of involved in both of them because I filmed and got shot at the same time.
So you ended up not playing football, just shooting the camera. My
so
friend
I
Dave
just shot,
Shelton,
and, yeah,
I
no, I shot,
shot
and it was an experience. It was an exciting game, and one of our friends was kind of banged up in the game a little bit.
I was going to say, my friend Dave Shelton was playing
Shelton.
Football, and he pulled a ligament. He had to actually go off in an ambulance, I did talk to his fiance Tammy, and he is doing well, but he does have a pretty bad pulled ligament, so we want to give a shout-out and a get-well to him.
Dave, good job on that field. Yeah, he played pretty good, actually. I have some of it on tape. And, I give the guys credit because we did have our share of rain yesterday.
Saturday, yeah, we did. And the organization was one child at a time? At a time.
All right.
It was, and it was benefiting foster kids, and there were lots of people out there playing football. I also was not one of them.
I asked them if they're going to have a women's game, and they're going to maybe have some women's flag football. So
there were women playing. No, there were women playing. There were women out there.
Oh.
I just wasn't one of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, one of the women got hurt. She just had a little scrape, and one of the other men had dislocated a thumb. And the funny thing is all of them were saying, but I got to get back out there. And I'm saying, why were you out there in the first place? But they did raise money for the organization, so that's always a good thing. And then on Sunday, I went to an event for the Foothill AIDS group, and they were raising money, and it was a bowling event. So I figured it's not a contact sport. I could do bowling.
You can bowl, yeah.
I've been taking aspirin since you.
No, Rita, I heard that when you bowl, because you're a celebrity, they gave you the actual bumpers.
I do
in the
not
lanes,
use
you know
bumpers.
How they put the bumpers on both sides?
No,
so
I don't use bumpers.
The ball bounces back and forth?
No, because at this particular tournament, if you use bumpers, you're not eligible for a trophy. But believe me, my high score of 98 was not eligible for a trophy.
Okay, we didn't make it that one.
Yeah, but
no,
baby
we'll work
boomers,
on the
you can still play. You can still play basketball, football. You can still go bowling. There were some baby boomers out there on the field the other day. So we had a real charity type weekend, and that we're already into our hot topics.
We're in a hot topic, but is a commercial here coming up?
Well, first we got to do the hot topics, and we're almost through them because the events are going to be one.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topics.
And my other hot topics was the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, President Barack Obama roasted the correspondence kind of, and I have to admit he did a good job. I'm not the biggest Obama fan in the world. Oh, shame. I said it out loud. But he did a great job this weekend at the correspondence dinner. He was really funny. He would make a great actor. Oh, wait, maybe he is. But at any rate, and then there was also Cecily Strong from Saturday Night Live. Now, I usually like Cecily on Saturday Night Live. Not so much on this, but Obama was a really hard act to follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Peele of Key and Peele fame did his angry Obama act. So people who don't watch the show Key and Peele didn't really get it. I was watching it with some people, and they didn't get it. But I actually did the pilot show. I did a bit on there, which I can't repeat anything I said because the show's that kind of show. But if you watch Key and Peele, you'd be familiar with the bit. And it was absolutely hysterical seeing him do it with the real Obama and not just doing it opposite Peele. So, and Peele actually tweeted out saying it was only a matter of time before he found somebody who did a better Obama impression than me. So, but I thought it was really quite amusing, and I really actually enjoyed the Correspondents' White House dinner broadcast. And
so
that
cool.
brings us up to our commercial.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
EasyWay Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay. We're back, and we have, I think we have our guest on. We're talking about, Retha, you and I, we talk about, you know, we have to keep the word out for the baby boomers. It's not time to retire and just sit in the old lounge chair and have a snack, you know. We want to keep busy. And the guest we have on is a good example of that. Stephen Harris is, well, I shouldn't say his age. I'll let you tell him. But Stephen, are you on with us?
Yes.
All right. Retha, Stephen Harris, Stephen, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rocker. And I'm not saying that Retha's off her rock or anything, but, you know, we are baby boomers, and, you know, we look towards examples, people that, you know, they're past 65, and I guess you're past 65 by a couple of years, I'm guessing, and but you're still keeping busy because, you know, I heard you're an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and so on, and you've had an exciting life, but you're not sitting back in the old chair with the sandwich. You're keeping busy, and I hear you have your own business, an ATV business out in Palm Springs. So you're still involved. You're not sitting on the sidelines, right?
Correct.
All right, cool. So what put you in a position, you know, what made you reach out and think, you know, I just don't want to work 9 to 5. I want to be my own boss. What kind of got you started with that state of mind?
I've always been self-employed. Since I left junior college, occasionally I've taken jobs, but most of the time I was doing something where whatever I did produced my income, and if I didn't go to work, I didn't get any money.
Yeah.
I always say that entrepreneurs are born; they're not made.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably true. You know, you have that spirit, but, you know, I mean, you run into your ups and downs. You could pull up to a building, and the first car that has the reserve spot has the Mercedes, and He's got the building, but he's also got the responsibility of hoping everything works, where the guy that's going along, it's like the tortoise and hare. He's always getting his check, but it's the fulfillment of it. So what, all right, so you're an entrepreneur. What brought you out to the Palm Springs area, and how did you wind up getting started in an ATV? It's ATV rentals, the off-roads?
Yes. Yes.
Cool. So are you into that yourself, or do you just let other people rent them and you watch them?
And I've been riding motorcycles also since I was a kid, and I always packed one. I broke down in front of this place in the 60s when I was a kid.
There you go.
And I was stuck there for a while. I was on my way to Mexico to go surfing, and it just gradually turned into a business. I had a couple of motorcycles. We used them for scouting the area, for helping people get unstuck from the sand. We started renting vehicles and teaching people to drive them. And today we only use quads. We don't use two-wheelers, but we teach kids down to 6 years old how to drive.
So cool. Well, I think you have a potential customer, because Retha is into just about everything, deep sea fishing, all kinds of stuff.
I was going to say, though, now, the last time I rode a quad was in Mexico.
See?
And I unfortunately decided, well, I guess all of us had to go up an embankment, and I almost flipped it. So I haven't been back on a quad since. So they seemed relatively safe unless you go up a very steep embankment. But I love riding quads. You don't do three-wheelers, just quads.
I have very, very few problems with anyone. We ride in soft sand. Off-road rentals has been there for 30 years with no difficulties to speak of. We're not moving as fast as some of the people in some of the areas. And in Mexico, they turn you loose. We're pretty pro with instruction.
They really do. They have no insurance in Mexico, so they don't care.
Yeah. Break away.
I have no. You there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't carry insurance here, but we are very careful. And we've had virtually no serious injuries in 30 years.
Oh, that's a good record. What the heck?
Yeah.
But now, Steve, tell me about your first spill. Do you remember that? I know there's got to be one in there somewhere. I had a couple on my bikes.
Yeah.
Whether it be two-wheeler or four-wheeler. Did you have any good ones?
This is what happens to most people that dump an ATV. They're going uphill, and they either hit the gas a little hard, and it rolls them over backwards, or they start rolling backwards, and they apply the rear brake, which would be the wrong brake if you're going backwards. You would want to use the front brake. And so once in a while, somebody dumps it. But being in soft sand, they get up, hop back on, and drive away.
And they drive away. We had a rental place in Chicago, and the guys that would go rent, they had big bikes. And the guy across street was complaining because they would pull out the garage door on their rental bike and hit the gas and go flying across the street and run into the front of the building or the sign because, you know, as you're catapulted forward, you have a tendency your body goes back, which pulls on the gas because on the gas on the bike, as you turn the right handle, it gives you more gas. And they were just, you know, too much power. These bikes, I mean, the bikes I remember back in the 60s were the Yamahas and that were pretty fast. And I have no idea what they're like now. I mean, the Kawasaki's with these big motors and everything. I mean, is there a need for that kind of power on a bike, you know?
There isn't a need for high power because you can't go fast in the dirt and stay upright.
Right.
A potential to dump it. Once you go past 30 miles an hour, you are very likely to dump the machine. They changed the throttles probably 20 years ago, and they're all lever action that you push forward with your thumb. None of them use the twist throttle anymore, and so you don't wind up speeding up unintentionally as a rule.
Oh, Yeah.
Right, like you said, what happened with me, I was going up a hill and tried to go up too fast. I didn't dump it. I did stay upright. But, yeah, I found that they were very safe and lots of fun. Where do you guys go riding? Or where's your AV rental?
He's out in Palm Springs, right?
Right, but we're on our own property. We give everybody a set of general boundaries, and we turn them loose after they've watched a short video, about a 9-minute video, and then we give them a hands-on instruction course for another 5 or 8 minutes on the machine before we turn them loose. With 6 and 8-year-olds, we have them drive around a circle in front of us, and we work with them for a few minutes to make sure they got it together, but then they go follow their parents around without any trouble. And I have no trouble with kids or, generally speaking, with girls. All of the trouble is young men.
Too wild.
And about how much does it cost to go ATVing around?
We charge $40. It works out to about an hour. We're pretty loose about everything, as long as people drive reasonable. We give them a bunch of extra time, and then we chase them afterwards. So there's never an issue of how long they've been out.
Now, what is it? You have so many acres out there. You know, when you first got involved in the business, you're thinking, you know, this would be a cool, something cool to do. What did you think of as far as area-wise that you needed for something like that? Is it 2 acres or?
No, in the beginning, we ran on public property, and I thought that you needed hundreds and hundreds of acres. I have about 50 acres.
Wow.
And it's adequate. In fact, it's more than
adequate. Yeah, I would imagine.
And it's separated into a kid's area and an adult area, but there's quite a bit of an intermix once the drivers become somewhat competent.
So cool. And now, do you have, like with Reetha and I, we have this thing, retirement, when to retire, so on and so forth. Do you have a time set where you might want to turn over the reins of somebody, or with your ATV rental, or do you plan on working with this for years to come?
I really expect to continue. I never had a plan for retirement.
There you go.
And most of my family did something similar. They worked and literally till the end of their lives, because we found that people that went into retirement didn't last very long. If you quit doing things, your mind goes idle, your body starts to fall apart on you. We certainly didn't want any part of that.
So, Steve,
what are your age ranges?
Are you on the internet?
Yeah, we're going to ask what
to get in touch with you if they
get in touch with you.
In
and where's your ATV place so we can go down there?
It's in Palm Springs on the main highway, and we're on the internet under the name of offroadrentalsandtours.com. Or actually, it's
offroadrentalsandtours.com. Okay, that's a good one.
It's offroadrentals.com essentially, but we mostly are in the quad business. I just about only use the four wheelers because they're fairly safe and have very little difficulty with them. I'm past retirement age. I'm 72. I don't take my Social Security because my favorite charity is America. I just love to keep the money.
I was going to bring that up. We got to have you on again because there's so much. This entrepreneur thing is big with Reetha and I and the listeners. We've had reports on that, how to keep active. Okay, you're going to retire? Well, you don't have to. When you find out you go broke after a while, you don't have to go out and get a job. You can do something like what you got under your own business. But the retirement issue and when do you draw your Social Security and so on and so forth. And one of the aspects with that is, a lot of the hawks are looking because the deficit is growing and they're looking over their shoulders. Hey, maybe we could do a cutback with Social Security. And the powers that be, they said that, well, despite the fears that the boomers will trigger a collapse with the Social Security, with so much money, so many people retiring, they say that that they made significant fixes. So during the 70s and 80s, they took care of all this, so everything will be
right,
fine for the next 75.
But people like people like Steve and I are never going to retire. We're never going to collect our Social Security. We're just going to be out there. We're almost out of time, though, so I want to get a little bit more information about Steve's business. You're off of Highway 15 out there?
Reef and I are going to be out there, Steve. We're going to be out there riding.
I'll be glad to give you a free ride. It's good PR.
Okay, so you're off the 15?
No, I'm off. I'm on Highway 111.
111.
Yeah, it's about 3 miles off Interstate 10 on the main road going into Palm Springs. And I'm halfway between the freeway and the city of Palm Springs.
And are you only open on the weekends or all during the week?
Every day, all year.
All year, every day of the week. Awesome. And what's that internet address again?
Yeah, what was the internet? It's
It only works some of the time, but it's 59511 U.S. Highway 111, Palm Springs, California, 92262. There's a big white train caboose parked in front of the place. So if you go in on the main highway to Palm Springs, you'll drive right past that train caboose.
Okay.
I have.
Cool.
I absolutely
think I've seen
have.
That.
You're past the windmills.
Yeah.
Yes. Just
my next question, is it windy out there, Steve, where you're at?
Oh, boy. We were very busy yesterday, and it was a hurricane.
Oh, my.
I looked at property out there in complex, and I said, is it always this windy? And the security guard put his head out, and his hat blew off, and he said, this happens every day. So, yeah, they get your little wind tunnels out there.
Well, I want to thank you, Steve, for coming on the show. It's been great talking to you. I look forward to coming out there and riding a four-wheeler, not going up a hill.
Exactly.
So
Steve, one more question.
On Steve,
who was the oldest that you can remember? How are the older? What was some of the older people? What's the oldest that you can remember that somebody actually rented a four-wheeler?
My grandfather was out riding around at 85 years old.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
85?
Yeah, I don't lose anybody. He was in pretty good shape. He was a dancer. I have lots of people all the way into their 60s and 70s because we have a lot of visitors that show up and bring their grandchildren.
Well, just go to easywaybroadcasting.com and we'll be seeing all the information on there. And Reef and I are going to be out there and we're going to do a race around the track, and I'll see if I can.
I was going to say, that's the good thing about quads. Anybody can ride them. So we look forward to coming out here and seeing you. Thanks again so much, Steve, for being on the show.
Thank you, Steve, and for setting a good example at 72 years old, and you're still keeping busy. God bless.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Steve, thanks a lot for coming on, and we hope to be talking to you again, and we'll see you out at the track.
From Jim.
Yes.
Okay, Jim, you're Jim.
Well, I'll tell you, the whole situation with the off-roading and the entrepreneur, it is exciting. I mean, you know, I love hearing these stories. People, they don't need to sit back and just retire and go home and look around the house thinking what to do. I mean, there is so much going on. And, you know, we were talking about the scenario with the Social Security and such. Well, the powers that be, there's 80 million of us baby boomers that are drifting into the retirement age, and they say if the deficit problem is not addressed, it could result in the next generation getting fewer benefits, and we're all saying, oh, there's not going to be any money left in Social Security. Well, the whole thing is, will the big chunk of baby boomers trigger a collapse in Social Security? But you got to remember, the baby boomers have been working for the last, a lot of people say 30 years, a lot of them have been working for 40, 45 years. And you have to remember that they've also been paying into the Social Security for all these years. And, you know, unfortunately, when they retire at 65 is not happening anymore, it's 68, 70 years old. I mean, not to put anybody shorten anybody's term, but, you know, they work for 45 years. It's not like they're going to be all drawing Social Security for the next 45 years. So if Joe paid in for 40 years Social Security, and then he retires, lives 15, 18 years, according to statistics, he just drew off a third or so out of his what he paid in. So going to be depleted by the big baby boomer numbers that are coming in? Well, I, you know, according to some of these statistics, they say the baby boomers are going to draw it down. The experts say no. They got it locked in the 70s, 80s. They made, you know, they passed bills where there will be significant fixes that will take us through 75 years of secure income for the Social Security. But then again, you know,
cell phone.
We'll see.
PC. Oh,
your time is up. Yeah.
Tablet. iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It's tech time.
Well, I'm just going to talk quickly about two services that are available. You know, cable has gotten so outrageously expensive. A lot of people are looking for alternative means of receiving their TV. So I'm just going to mention quickly about Apple TV and Roku. Both of them are little boxes where you can actually get services to watch TV without the high price. It's kind of like an a la carte menu. Instead of buying the whole meal, which you kind of get when you buy the cable, and starting at a very high price, with Apple TV and Roku, you buy the little box for a very little bit amount of money, and then you add on what you want. Now, that can include things like HBO To Go, Netflix, YouTube, actually streaming on your TV, A&E, Amazon.com, Slingbox. There's all kinds of things that you can actually stream through it. And it's always much cheaper than cable is. It attaches to most TVs, not some of the really, really older ones, but it does attach to most TVs. And it's really simple. It has its own little remote control. And at this point, we all know how to use remote controls. Remember the days when remote controls were a struggle? But everyone knows how to use them now. And you can watch what you want. Even things like Fox News. And it's just amazing. And specialty channels, some tech channels that are on, and TED Talks you can get directly on there. Even Time Warner Cable, you can subscribe to that at less than it would cost you to subscribe to regular cable. So if you're interested in cutting down some of your money that you're spending on cable, which I'm looking at doing, how to do it, you can order your Roku or your Apple TV. They both work pretty much the same. You can check them out on the internet and find out which offers which or which box is actually cheaper, and which would actually meet your needs. So for all of them, you do need some type of Wi-Fi service, I believe. But you can check, find out what works for you, and you can watch all your favorites. And binge watching is now the thing. You can watch it all at one time. So that's either Roku, R-O-K-U, or Apple TV. And there are a couple of other services, I think, out there, but those are the two best and most well-known for right now. So we're almost
very
out of time, Jim, but
I'm trying to take notes, Reeve. I'm trying to take notes to keep up with this.
Well, I'm trying to cut down on some of my entertainment expenses because we're out so often that,
yeah,
you know, I'm spending money on stuff I'm never even home to do. But while you're at home,
Reeve,
you can
I got a little
your
tech tip. Tech tip for the phone, a tip for all this kind of stuff. When your phone freezes, you know,
mm-hmm,
it gets locked up and you're swiping it and nothing happens on the iPhone. Well, I'm pushing the on-off button, I'm pushing this, nothing's happening, it's frozen. What I found out is if you push both buttons at the same time, sometimes that'll get you going again.
That'll unfreeze it if you push the power button and the big round button at the bottom at the same time.
Yeah.
That'll
it worked.
Get it so it'll turn off. But the better way is to not get it to freeze. And you do that by closing your apps. And I've talked about that several times. You double click the big button and you get all of these little icons for everything that's open, and you just swipe those up, and you close that. If you do that every day, your phone won't freeze, Jim.
Oh, amazing. There you go.
That, and when on your Safari app, this is all for Apple phone, on your Safari app, you have these two little windows in the right-hand corner. If you click on that, all of those windows that are open will appear. And you just X them out. They've got a little X on the left-hand corner, and you just close all of them, and your phone will not freeze.
So
but
cool.
But at any rate.
Remember, anybody, text the easy way to 313131. Email 22828. That's 22828. Download the Easy Way app. Go to Easy Way Broadcasting and click on radio. Listen to the Baby Boomers Live with Reith and I, and get all the tips for the baby boomers and how to maintain your memory and what to do when you retire and your health. There's a lot of cool stuff that Reith and I did research on, and keep up to date with Reith's high tech for their phones and all that. There's so many benefits about this show. So thanks for coming on, guys. Reith, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody.
So long.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Reitha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.